The other big thing that we talk about, this is one idea underneath this. Here's a huge idea. This is a completely separate standalone piece that you can get from forimpact.org, but I want to just touch on it right now. This is under the impact income, but this is a completely different funding model than the one you're using right now. Right now, you've got a lot of silos, okay? We shouldn't be doing silos. We shouldn't have annual fund and corporate and grants and plan giving and major gifts and capital campaigns and any campaigns. Everybody's in a separate silo, separate floor, sometimes separate building. If you're a small organization, you still have all those different hats on and you're separating things. This is a holistic funding model. Okay? This basically combines everything. 99.9% of you are not doing any plan giving. You'd like to be, but you're not, because you don't have the manpower, the time, or whatever. You're not doing enough there. Even if you're a large college, you have plan giving officers, we're not focusing enough attention on actually confirming those legacy commitments. Okay? I want to show you what this model looks like right now and how you can put it together. They're color-coded. The top of the pyramid, so to speak, is about your priorities. This could be your campaign priorities. It could be your three buckets, the three things that are most important to you. If you're the American Cancer Society, that's research, education, and service. If you're the YMCA, it's people, programs, and place. If you're a college, so people, programs, and place. If you're a college, it's probably around students, faculty, and campus. And those three circles are interrelated, okay, or three buckets as we sometimes call them. So the green is about priorities. Okay. The purple in the middle is about legacy. It's about this whole idea of plan gifts, thoughtful plan gifts, but actually with a number. And then finally, the gold at the base is annual operations. So I want you to look at this funding pyramid, if you will, this funding model. Obviously, annual operations are about getting money today, for use today. This is where we do wonderful things like President's Circle, $10,000 a year. 1874 Society, $1,874. A number of leadership societies at $1,000. What does $1,000 do? We just did a college access program the other day where the baseline gift program is around $1,500, because $1,500 is exactly what it takes to underwrite, to fund, to sponsor one student in this college access program. Okay? $1,000 for a program that we did in this national, wonderful national, international model. Okay? $1,000 actually helps educate one village, an entire village, around healthy ways to do drinking water, etc. Okay? For $1,000, you can sponsor a village. So it's not about the amount. It's about the impact again. Annual operations is for today. Your legacy commitments are for the future. And your priority initiatives are for tomorrow. Today, tomorrow, the future. This is our funding pyramid. It's holistic. If you look at it, you know, cash is primarily how people are going to fund their annual operations. They can fund priorities up at this level with larger gifts, maybe multi-year gifts. This could be 3 years, 5 years. This is done through cash and assets. They need to look at their assets to make a commensurate commitment around priorities. And finally, legacy is out of their estate. Now, that could be insurance. I just joined a legacy society actually yesterday for a wonderful college that I'm working with. I wanted to be one of the first people in their legacy society. I made a call to my insurance agent, one of my best friends in the world. He's been with me since I was 25. And I asked Ed to simply make this college the beneficiary of a $200,000 policy. It's a term policy, 10 years. Even at my age, which is getting up there, because of being in reasonably good health, I can do that for a very small amount of money on an annual basis, under $400 a year. So think about that. I can join that for $400 a year through insurance. This is not about the vehicle. It's not about the mechanics. It's not about the tool or the instrument. It's about the concept that I want to make a legacy commitment with this school. Just as I've done to the boxing program at Notre Dame, and I've done to Colorado College and a number of other people that I work with. So if you could look at this as a holistic approach, you could also flip this pyramid upside down. I'm actually going to just draw this for you on the fly right now, okay? So you've got the gold, you've got the purple, and you've got the green. If you were to simply take this pyramid and turn it upside down, it would look like this, and it becomes a funnel. That funnel then, the goal is to get people in here and move them through the funnel. Okay? It's actually possible. And again, I'm not going deep into this right now at this particular point. We're kind of at a high level, change the way you think. But I hope this grabs your attention. It is possible to make what we would call, and I'm going to do this in red, what we would call a triple ask. You could actually make a visit. Now, obviously, we're not talking about cultivation, which is actually when you sprinkle manure on plants. So really, nobody wants to be cultivated, okay? So we don't do cultivation. We don't do stewardship. We don't do any of this stuff. We're in the development office. We're in sales, okay? You need to get over that if you don't understand that. But you're in sales. So our job is to maximize the relationship, not to cultivate. Maximize the relationship. So it's possible to come in and say to somebody, listen, let me spend a moment and talk to you about our new President's Circle. You've been a longtime supporter of this institution, okay? You're one of our best people. You've given us a lot of money over a long period of time, but we need you to be a founding member of the new President's Circle. Is that something you think you can do? The answer is, well, yeah, how much does it cost? It's not really a cost, it's an investment. It's $10,000 annually. $10,000 annually. It's going to be used by the president as kind of an innovation fund for unbudgeted opportunities. Is that something you could join? Yes, I'd love to. Great, that's terrific. Now, I really want to talk to you about the campaign that we are in, the priorities that we have around our students, our faculty, and our campus. Joe and Sally, would it be okay if I shared with you the way we're communicating our priorities? And I see what's happening. I've got this. Now I'm going to talk about priorities. And I may or may not get to legacy. It depends on how the visit goes. Or you know what I may do? At the end of doing these two, I may go out and then I may turn and come back and do a Columbo. You know, kind of with your cigar and give him one of these. You know, I just forgot one thing. Would I be able to come back and could we talk a little bit more about your legacy commitment, maybe with you and your spouse? The answer is almost always yes. It's possible to do a triple ask. When many of you are looking at this going, we're having trouble right now getting out and asking anything, $1,000, $10,000, $100, or $1 million in the green, or $500,000 or $1 million in the purple or the legacy. So I hope these two ideas alone are worth some value to you under this particular insight. Get out of the transaction business, maximize the relationship at this given moment, and then use a completely different funding model that's not based on silos. You'll notice there isn't corporate giving up here. There isn't planned gifts. There isn't major gifts. There isn't annual fund. Okay? Nobody on the outside of your organization wants to deal with your accounting. Okay, how you account the stuff is a whole different game. And actually, nobody wants to hear you brand your annual fund. I've heard colleges tell me, we're going to really make sure our constituency, our family understands what the annual fund means. They don't want to know what the annual fund means. They want to know what their gift to the college means. They want you to help them explain that, but it's not about the annual fund versus this versus that. Encourage you to look at this model. We have a lot more on it up and online at 4impact.org.